Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a new podcast. Today we are going to learn a little bit of Zimbabwe. That is a country that I've been investigating, like, for the last 2 weeks. So this is a country that people do not really, like, know about. So I definitely now know information, and I contact to a person that lived a conflict in Zimbabwe, because I think the story of Zimbabwe must be really interesting, and I contact someone who could help us to understand a little bit more the situation that happened. So basically, I'm going to tell you a little bit of the war, that it was a liberation war between Britain and Zimbabwe, because Britain was dominating Zimbabwe since 1890s. So there was like racism against blacks. So this was the main conflict that started the war. So definitely this morning we are going to know and learn a lot more about this conflicts, and we're going to know also the point of view of Tendai, that is the woman that survived to this war, to the Rhodesian Bush War, it is how it is called, and it was in 1965 to 1979. So I hope you all like the point of view and just make awareness of what happened.
Well, hello, I'm really glad to be here, thank you. My experience on the Revolutionary War was important for me, and also for my own country. Actually, I can't remember much because I was just a girl, but I remember my mom's faces during the war and all the conflicts between my family because of this. Most of my family wanted to participate in this war. They always wanted our country to be free. They always wanted to complement our country and to make it happier. I just hope this problem ends as fast as possible. I know this has changed for some countries, but it hasn't changed at all for my country. Because after this war, a lot of more conflicts were happened. And actually, they are still in wars and things. I just hope my country changes their political thinking and makes Zimbabwe a happy country, a place for everyone. And it, you know, hasn't have to be perfect, just a normal country.
Well, after this touching speech, I would like to thank Tendai for accepting our visit today and for having the strength to telling us her painful story. After Rhodesian Bush War, there were 6 more conflicts in which society suffered the consequences of a war. Not in all cases happened in the territory of Zimbabwe, but having a war present in our life is something horrible, and it's something that we don't like, and people in India don't like, and people in Africa don't like, and humanity in general don't like. Today, in the 21st century, there are still wars, and in all of them, many people suffer and die. In our society, there are many problems, such as climate change or equality between men and women, but I believe that this problem should not be ignored. In many cases, as our country is not directly involved, we don't pay attention to it. But if all of us came together to end wars, I'm sure we don't have to regret more deaths. Thank you for listening.